The people of Israel were God's chosen people, called to bring the knowledge of the living God to an idolatrous world. God was the God of Israel, and his Messiah would be of the line of David. Israel had received promises and privileges that had been given to no other nation. The Apostle Paul was well aware of these things, and so, even though he had been called to evangelize the Gentiles, he never failed to announce the gospel to the Jews first. Everywhere he went, he began by preaching in the synagogues. But as the years went by, he had to admit that the nation as a whole refused to accept Christ Jesus as the promised Savior. In his epistle to the Romans, Paul asks the question, "Has God then rejected his people?" And he gives the answer. Even if the majority had refused the gospel, not all the Israelites had done so. Some believed in Christ. God's word had not failed, because, as Paul puts it, not all of Abraham's descendants are the chosen posterity, but only those born of the promise made to Abraham. Because God is sovereign and true to his word, there is a remnant in Israel saved by grace. As for the others, it is their unbelief that has made them stumble. Paul admits that the Jews are zealous in the way they serve God, but their zeal is misplaced, because they believe that righteousness is obtained by observing the law of Moses, so they refuse to receive the righteousness of God which comes through faith in Christ. The believing Gentiles, however, had received it, for everyone who believes in Christ is put right with God, whether he be Jew or Gentile. Therefore God has called people from among all the nations, as the prophets had foretold, in order that those who were not the chosen people might be called sons of the living God. My heart's desire and prayer for the Israelites, says Paul, is that they may be saved. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message comes through preaching Christ. Israel had heard the message. The good news of salvation through faith in Christ had been announced everywhere, but the Israelites, except for a remnant, had always refused it. Paul then explains that because of Israel's refusal to believe, rich blessings had been brought to all the other nations. As what the Jews had rejected, the Gentiles had received with joy. Israel, however, will not be set aside forever, because God does not change his mind about the promises made to those he calls. When the number of believing Gentiles is complete, then Israel also will receive mercy. For all men, says Paul, are in bondage to disobedience, so that God may have mercy on them all. At this thought, Paul expresses praise for God's infinite wisdom and unsearchable ways. "For from him, and through him, and to him are all things," he exclaims. "To him be the glory for ever." The Apostle Paul then comes to the practical side of salvation, and how it is to be worked out in personal experience. A believer's life is consecrated to the Lord, and this should be expressed in daily living. Paul urges believers to offer themselves as living sacrifices to God. "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world," he says, "but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, which is good, pleasing, and perfect." He exhorts believers to use their abilities and gifts faithfully and with humility for the good of others. And then he gives various instructions. "Love one another as brothers in Christ," he writes. "Be fervent as you serve the Lord. Joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and be kind towards others. Practice hospitality, and as far as it depends on you, live at peace with all men. Do not be conceited, nor take revenge. Obey the state authorities. Be in debt to no one, except for the debt to love one another, because love is the fulfillment of the law. Receive those who are weak in the faith, without passing judgment, remembering that we all belong to the same Lord. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, and may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace through faith in him." Next episode, Paul's return to Palestine.